This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
And here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. This is Sue Pace, RN, and I'm going to talk about asthma today. And I'd like to spread the word about asthma, which is a very common condition that affects an estimated 300 million people worldwide. Asthma is a chronic lung disease with recurrent respiratory symptoms, such as wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or chest tightness. Asthma is often diagnosed in childhood, but it can be diagnosed at any age. The symptoms actually vary from person to person, and the severity of the symptoms can vary from mild to moderate to severe at times. We consider asthma a chronic condition because for people with asthma, there's always inflammation in the airways or the breathing tubes of the lungs. The airways are actually overly sensitive to environmental changes, and the airways react by tightening up. This kind of tightening in the chest can cause the symptoms of asthma. Now, the symptoms are often worse at night and in the early morning hours. Although asthma cannot be cured, it can be effectively treated. With proper treatment, nearly all asthma patients can achieve good asthma control, enabling them to participate in all activities. More on this topic after this message.
My name is Susan Alvaro. I live in Half Moon Bay. I've been a Coast Sider since 1989. I started seeing Dr. Shepherd shortly after I moved to the Coast. I was seeing a dentist in San Francisco for many, many years, and he retired. And I asked friends where they went, and people said, Dr. Shepherd. Oh, they're all wonderful. It's like a family. I go in there and say hi, and it's a small town. And I've known Carol and Ray for a long time. You know, our kids grew up in the same community. It's a great staff. I go in, of course, for regular appointments for dental hygiene with Donna. But when I've had other things, too, I broke a tooth one weekend. Dr. Shepherd and Carol were away, and I got a call back from Brian. And Brian saw me instantly because I had a broken tooth. And I got a call from Dr. Shepherd asking me, Ray Shepherd, asking me if it was okay if he turned me over to Brian because he was away. And I said, absolutely. And so Brian took care of me. So, yeah, I go in there for everything I need.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So today we've been talking about asthma and how it can be brought under good control. What good asthma control means is all of the following. For example, no asthma symptoms or only minimal symptoms. No waking up at night due to asthma. No need for asthma rescue inhaler, like an albuterol rescue inhaler. The ability to do normal physical activity and exercise. And no asthma attack. In order to achieve good control of the asthma, people need to take effective medications. They also need education to understand how to take their inhaled medicines correctly. They need to know how to avoid triggers or those things that can make their asthma worse, and what to do if their symptoms do worsen. So for medications, most people with asthma need to take two types of medications. First of all, controller medications, such as inhaled steroids. These type of inhaled medications have been proven to be safe and very effective. They've been in common use since about the 1990s. Second kind of medicine is a quick reliever medicine, such as an albuterol inhaler, which is an inhaler that relieves symptoms really quickly. So what are the causes of asthma attack? When people have inflammation in their lungs, the airways are very, very sensitive, and they tend to tighten up and narrow. Triggers can vary from person to person, and some of the triggers include things such as allergens like dust, pollens, cat and dog allergens. Other asthma triggers can be smoke, air pollution, exercising can do it, strong emotional reactions such as crying or laughing hard, and chemical irritants such as strong fumes. Everybody with asthma reacts to different sets of triggers. And learning which things trigger their asthma and how to avoid them is an important step for each person who has asthma. Now, you might wonder, how is asthma diagnosed? Well, if you go to the doctor would do a medical history, examine your chest, and order a test of lung function. The most reliable way to diagnose asthma is to have a test called spirometry. It's a simple, painless breathing test performed in a pulmonary lab or in the specialist's office. So listeners, if you suspect that you may have asthma, have a discussion with your doctor and ask for a spirometry test to assess your lung function and see if you have asthma. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.